Apparently, Adam, there's another film you've been quite keen to watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but Sharknado. Right, because...
Yes.
Right.
As the name implies, it's a cross between a shark and a tornado.
Kind of. You imagine a tornado is, right, bearing down on Adelaide, because this is what would happen.
Yeah.
And just before it reaches Adelaide, it hits a massive, giant school of sharks, the biggest school of sharks that's ever been near Adelaide, sucks them all up, you know, because this happens all the time with fish.
Of course it does.
That's why you get those rain of fish things.
Yep, yep.
And then hits Adelaide, so that not only are you, if you're stuck outside, trying to escape the tornado, but there's these flying sharks trying to eat you while you do it.
This wouldn't end well for the sharks, I'm assuming, because,
eventually no, it's going they're to be going bad, to end up. Just as long as it keeps raining really heavily, I reckon they should be all right. I'm really looking forward to this film. I want to see it.
And the day after the storm, of course, you have sharks and swimming pools and
I
stuff.
I would assume so. That would make sense.
That would follow. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
I've seen a clip for this. I don't know how I've seen a clip for this, but I know I have, and I do recall... I'm pretty sure that there is a shark in a pool at some point in
there
this
must
movie.
Be. I mean, that's what
yes.
would happen.
It would make sense. Well, this is set somewhere in America, assuming California or something like that.
Yeah, wherever it is that these things
there
happen.
Are schools of giant sharks.
There is now a poster you can get online which somebody has produced based on real scientific data about where sharknadoes are most likely to happen. They've studied the landfall of tornadoes and found all the locations where that happens. And then mapped that against sharks.
Right.
And have come up with the areas of greatest risk of sharknadoes.
Now, when you say greatest risk, I presume the actual risk is fairly small.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard of one.
Well, no, I haven't heard of a sharknado either. But
we've changed climate change and so on. We don't know where things are going to go in the future.
Well, if we've had, we've had raining fish, I guess we could have raining sharks. Yes, I guess that makes sense. Those sharks being much larger.
Especially these.
Yeah, but the tornadoes are getting stronger as well.
That's true.
So it's
a natural... Yeah.
It's a possibility.
The curious thing is, I actually know there's still some Australian fans talking about Sharknado and talking about watching it recently.
It was funny watching it on the internet because it was coming up on the sci-fi channel, as I insist on continuing to call them, no matter how much I might change their name. And they've got Asylum Pictures to produce it, and Asylum Pictures remain my favourite production company in the world. And everyone caught on it online, and their blogs were full of talking about how exciting this was going to be. And then it finally screened, no one watched it. However, the concept is great. So everything is all the excitement comes from. Big thing online is everyone was coming up to it. Mitley has said no one, it didn't really go well in the ratings.
Well, it is the silent films, which, known for making Z-grade versions of lots of things.
Not always. Their version of War of the Worlds, I insist, was the best of the three to come out that time.
Fair enough.
Their version of Two-Headed Shark was... Well, that wasn't...
Did anyone else... Yeah, exactly. But, I'm not sure that anyone else made a version.
How did you know which way to go?
That was confusing.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was confusing, yes. It was interesting watching
both
it.
Both heads going the same direction.
Yeah,
or...
That was a Sci-Fi Channel one, again, I think.
Right.
And from memory, in Monster Man, which was a reality TV show following a company that does special effects, one of the episodes followed the development of it.
And of the two-headed shark.
And originally they pictured as two heads on top of each other. And then the special effects people convinced them it would work better if the two heads were next to each other.
Yeah, I can see that would work better as well. Yes. Absolutely.
And so it's easier to work out direction because they're both heading the same way. And, it would work.
You wouldn't want the two heads squabbling over who got first bite.
Well, that would imply that they have brains large enough to have that fight.
That's true.
I think that they'd probably be in concert on the terms of, well, let's just eat everything in sight.
Well, we're seeing many great shark movies. I mean, that one, Sharktopus. Have I ever caught Sharktopus yet?
No.
No, that was epic. That was a cross between a shark and an octopus. A shark's head and octopus's tentacles that went around killing people.
Was this a natural mutation or just someone having fun?
No, it wasn't. That's not something that would happen.
Just thought I should check.
There's many great shark movies coming out. It's just something the US is producing with a degree of quality that I didn't expect from them.
Okay, well, they have such experience in sharks from Jaws and things like that.